USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump tweeting about the biased jury foreperson in Roger Stone's trial. Tamika Hart, a Democrat who ran for Congress in 2012 and works for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, posting numerous anti-Trump tweets on her page. President Trump tweeting, "Now it looks like the foreperson in the jury in the Roger Stone case had significant bias. Add that to everything else, and this is not looking good for the Justice Department." Meanwhile, Attorney General Bill Barr telling ABC News in an exclusive interview, "The president's tweets are not helpful when it comes to cases still pending."
To have public statements and tweets made about the department, about cases pending in the department, about judges before whom we have cases, make it impossible for me to do my job.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
There's a new Monmouth University poll out asking voters, do you think the House should continue to investigate the Ukraine incident? 51% of people polled say end it. 43% say continue to investigate, and 6% say they just don't know. The latest now on the coronavirus, the folks who are running the Olympics in Japan say concerns over the coronavirus will not stop the Summer Games, and at this point they do not plan on postponing or canceling any of the events in Tokyo. It's been a tricky time for airline and cruise ship stocks, both taking hits due to coronavirus fears and some people canceling travel plans. As for the latest session on Wall Street, the Dow shedding 128 points to close at 29,423, the Nasdaq down 14 points, the S&P 500 down 5.5 points. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former White House Chief of Staff John Kelly defending an anti-Trump witness, Alexander Vindman, in the impeachment inquiry. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest from Washington, D.C.
Speaking at Drew University in New Jersey Wednesday night, John Kelly said Alexander Vindman was just doing his job when he reported concerns about President Trump's Ukraine phone call. Kelly saying Vindman did exactly what he should have done when he heard the president ask his Ukrainian counterpart for an investigation into former VP Joe Biden's family. Vindman was removed from the White House last week as a national security aide. Kelly also said the president absolutely conditioned military aid on that investigation into the Bidens, the issue which was at the center of the president's recent impeachment.
Of course, the president cleared of all wrongdoing in the impeachment matter in the Senate. To Capitol Hill in the latest bill passed in the Senate.
The Senate passed a resolution blocking President Trump from using military force against Iran without congressional authorization in the latest bipartisan effort on Capitol Hill to rein in presidential war-making powers. Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton voted against this bill and tells Fox News why.
I'm very disappointed the Senate didn't decide that the president as commander-in-chief should be able to use the armed forces to protect our country, protect our troops against designated terrorist organizations. That's exactly what Qasem Soleimani led last month whenever our armed forces killed him as he was planning an attack against American personnel.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.